Has anyone got a favourite opening line to a book? I thought since Agnes has told me that Charlie isn't going to be with us today, she's been taken on a surprise trip to London to celebrate her 18th birthday. And maybe you'd like to congratulate her next Sunday if she's here, because she's terribly excited about being 18. But because she's 18, I thought today we might have a bit of a more grown-up quiz. I apologize in advance if it's too grown-up for some of you. I've taken some really famous opening lines of books, and I'd like you to try and guess what they are. The first one is dripping with irony. And it is a truth universally acknowledged that a single man in possession of a good fortune must be in want of a wife. Now, does anyone know what that is, the opening line of which book it is? I'll give you a clue. In the television adaptation of this, the single man in possession of a good fortune came out of swimming in the water with his clothes, his shirt all dripping wet. Pride and Prejudice by Jane Austen. The next one. It was the best of times, it was the worst of times, it was the age of wisdom, it was the age of foolishness. Now, I heard somebody whispering it, but put up your hand. A Tale of Two Cities. For an additional question, what are the two cities? Paris. Though I heard recently there was a dramatization on Radio 4 in which it was London and Aleppo. An updating of Charles Dickens' A Tale of Two Cities. Right, number three. It was a bright, cold day in April, and the clocks were striking 13. This is a 20th century work of fiction. It describes a society which everything has gone wrong in it. Well, that's true. Animal Farm is saying much the same thing, but it was written in 1948. That should give you a clue. 1984. Don't shout out, stick up your hands. By George Orwell, Eric Arthur Blair. Now, this is the last one. Call Me Ishmael. It's a very famous opening to a book. It's quite ambiguous, but it's not my name is Ishmael, but it's Call Me Ishmael. Call me a wanderer. Moby Dick, yes. I'm sorry, I've forgotten to give you clues. I should have said it's a novel about a whale. That should narrow it down a bit. Later in our service today, we're going to be looking at Psalm 111. Now, Psalm 111, it's quite difficult to say, starts with a great shout of praise. It's a call to worship, if you like. It's probably the one Hebrew word that everyone knows. Alleluia. Now, what does it mean? Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. It starts, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. And it's just a great shout, if you imagine, of the worship leader says it and the people all respond, praise the Lord. Because the truth of this psalm, no matter how complicated the structure is that God is worthy to be praised. And if I want you to take away one thing from this service, it's that our God is worthy to be praised because he's done great things for us.